had an answer. But now, yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
Dave Schultz and Sports Chat are back.
I'm back, baby! I'm back!
One change, though.
I'm sorry, that deal's now off the table.
What?
We live in a different world than we did just 30 seconds ago.
Instead of waking you up, he's taking you home from work.
Hey, Dad, you want to have a catch?
I'd like that.
Talking Cajuns, Tigers, Saints, all of it.
I am the father.
Buckle up, Acadiana.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! It's time for Sports Chat with Dave Schultz on 103.3 The GOAT.
Month.
Yeah.
Today was like the first day I realized how hot it is.
Extremely hot.
It's because, you know, most of the people that I know, they work inside.
Fact.
How can you complain about going from your air-conditioned house to your air-conditioned car to your air-conditioned office?
Because those right? cars be steaming when you get in.
Yes, that's true. But that takes only a few minutes. Although you really can't even open up the windows and stay cool. I tried that. But today
you can't ride with the windows down. No way.
But today was the first day, so it's been a little bit of a day. But everything, as it turns out, has turned out okay. All right, we got a great show for you today. Actually, we'll probably talk a little basketball. Did you see the second episode yet of Winning Time? That sounds like no.
No, all I right. just saw the first one. But I'll be ready for tomorrow's show.
So tomorrow, Jeff Pearlman will come on. As great as we're already looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Today we got Chris Gordy, Locked On SEC. We got Jake Crane and Company, and Seth Everett talking a little about Major League Baseball. I got a little question to pose for you.
What you got?
So this is a bad question to pose to you because you don't know baseball so well.
Sure.
But who's the best player on the Braves, and is that different than who's going to be the NL MVP?
Let's see.
Because Ronald Acuña is probably the best player on the team. But I'm pretty sure Matt Olson's going to be your MVP.
Just from what I know, I would say Acuña is the best player on the team. That's how I would look at it, because he's the most notable. He's the one that leads. When you think of star, you think of Ronald Acuña. Who's the other guy you named?
Matt Olson.
Never even heard of his name.
Yeah, but look at his stats.
That's what I was pulling up right now. So if ESPN could hurry up. Okay, here we go. Hits, let's see.
Give me average, home runs, and RBI. Give me the basic.
So the average, the Acuña's averaging .337.
Okay.
And what's the other guy you said? Matt Olson?
Matt Olson.
.276.
All right.
And then you said you wanted home runs?
Home runs.
The home run, Matt Olson's at 43.
Yeah.
Acuña's at 26.
Right. Acuña's okay. Got how many stolen bases?
Stolen bases, Acuña has 55.
Okay.
Matt Olson has one.
That's not what he does.
Okay. Right. And then you wanted RBIs?
Yeah.
RBIs, Matt Olson's at 107.
Right.
And Acuña's at 71.
Right. What are the runs?
Runs, Matt Olson's at 94.
Mm.
And Acuña is at 107.
Yeah, because Acuña's on in front of Olson. So it's interesting, because Acuña is the best player on the team.
Mm-hmm.
But Olson will probably win MVP.
Okay.
I mean, if he's hitting in the 280s,
the
gonna
stats.
Have 50 home runs. He's going to drive in 120 runs for a first place club.
And then
that's tough.
His wins above replacement, which I hear is a important figure.
War.
5.2. Is that good?
Yeah, okay. I guess so. What's Acuña's?
Acuña's is 6.3.
Yeah.
And then OPS, Matt Olson's at 1.007.
1.0. Okay, so 1,000.
And then Acuña is at 995.
Basically the same.
Yeah.
That's basically an extra, that's the home run difference. That's what that is. So it's interesting. The best player on the team is the Braves, but the league MVP is probably going to be Matt Olson. All right, we'll get into that later with Seth Everett. Also, did you see why Jake Crane went to Vegas last week?
No.
Did you see that mess?
Mm-mm.
So I'll be the first to tell you, when UFC was going and MMA, I just thought it was.
Didn't pay it any mind.
But barbaric. All right? Really, I basically, you know, let's make something with boxing and then kicking, mm-hmm. right? And then jumping on top of somebody and punching them in the face.
Not a fan, are we?
At the time.
Okay.
All right, I've certainly grown into a fan. You moved to Lafayette, and the two of the best who ever do it are from here. You're going to be a fan, mm-hmm. okay? And my friend, the people I became friends with were fans. So now, but at least in that case, and it's different than boxing, as we mentioned, right? Because you can lose suddenly, like Dustin did last time out. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he would, you know, it was a close first round. Started out okay in the second round, but he got caught with a nice move, which he admitted. And you move on, and we'll see if he's going to fight again. Have you seen this power slapping stuff?
Oh, yeah. That stuff is a clown show.
What is that about?
The power slap?
Yeah.
That is, that's, I'm blanking, Dana White's new company.
Yes.
That he got right before Ngannou was cut. And people were very upset about the Ngannou cut and then Dana White having his, you know, accusations, well, not accusations, of his what he did, where his domestic violence and all of that. And then he signed with Power Slap or whatever. People were very upset around that time. And then Power Slap got canceled but brought back on the sneak. Like, it was canceled, and then Dana White was like, no, you can't cancel it, and because of some contracts or whatever, and then they brought it back, Warner Brothers, and it was a big outrage, but it's basically people just seeing how long you can stand there while you can slap.
It's not like arm wrestling.
No,
right?
Not at all.
You're just standing there getting slapped, and I saw highlights. Somebody got knocked out.
Mm-hmm. Somebody gets knocked out all the time.
It was like Friday. You got the blank knocked out.
Yeah, big time. Big time.
I don't understand that. It seems stupid. And mm-hmm. then I saw yesterday, we'll talk to him about this video of basically baiting the bull.
Baiting the bull?
Baiting
the bull. No, I don't know what that bull. Is.
Well, that's what I'm calling it. Baiting the bull. Getting in a ring with a bull.
What? No, yeah, no. I have.
Why would we be doing that?
That is silliness. That is like you want to die.
I don't know if this person did, but they got rammed by the bull.
Crazy.
I don't understand. All right. So if you've seen any of this, I could tweet it out, I guess, or X it out. We're already transforming it to X.
Nah, I still call it Twitter. It's forever going to be Twitter. So wait, so they get in a ring with the said bull.
Yeah.
And is it like bull fighting in Spain where they have the thing? And
no
they,
cape.
No
There's
cape.
No cape.
No sword.
Because
they have
sword.
A sword as well.
Right, no sword.
So it's just you, hands, and a bull.
Yes, I will hit you up on the... I'll tweet it to you so everyone can see it, all right? Because we did it, yeah. Okay, this is Roy Wood, right? He's a comedian. And this is basically, there's four people, and this woman gets leveled. I'm not even trying to be funny when I ask this, but what is the prize? What did they win? Face a bull head on in your regular clothes and no flak jacket? The conversation starts at six figures. Please tell me more than a Home Depot gift card. I mean, she got airlifted. I'm not sure if she got stuck with a horn. Maybe, I mean, it looked like a head-on collision with... the woman, yeah, I don't know if she got horned, but he just put it, I mean, she got smoked. His head, the bull's head, put it down, and she got airlifted and landed on her back, and she does not look like she's moving. All right, let me give it to you here. I will tweet it at you and then see if you can play the audio. All right. Mm-hmm. Here you go. Okay.
Let's see.
Because this is... I mean, we're laughing, but it's not
serious
funny.
Stuff, yeah.
It is serious stuff. Like, people are, I don't know.
People are clowning from us. Let me see this, because I need to see how this looks. Okay, here we go. I got it. Oh, of course, Roy Wood posted it. Roy Wood Jr. is probably like, these people are crazy. Famous comedian.
Yes. Or stupid.
But either one. All right, Here we go. I'll play it now.
I don't know what it sounds like. I didn't hear it.
Does he curse? Do you know?
I don't know.
Because he is a comedian. Can I check?
It's not him. It's not him, though.
Okay.
It's not him.
All right. Well, I'll put my hand on the drop button.
Okay. All right.
All right. Last one. All right. Well, there is the last one. There, right there, is our winner. Get out of the arena. All right, we're going to clear that bull out of the arena. We're going to call for our EMT.
The way that he was like, all right, now everybody, please get out the arena. That should tell you you shouldn't be doing this in the first place.
Yeah, but obviously it's a thing, right?
That is asinine, man.
This isn't even running with the bulls in Spain.
She got, I just watched it again. She got leveled.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
No. People shouldn't be doing this. Power slapping.
No, you shouldn't be doing that either.
Power slapping is better than this. This is just saying, hey, bull, run into me full force.
So you're telling me, is this any different? Obviously, this could be much more serious.
You could die.
It seems like you could die.
Because the horns, right?
But the power slap, I don't think they got the horn. I think the head, what I'm saying is...
Oh, they shaved them off?
No, the horns are there, but it looks like... I'm not sure if she got the horn in the gut.
Oh, yeah. She just got her. She got the chest.
Right?
Yeah. But still, Beth, she wasn't moving.
No, she's out cold.
Like, the thing walked up to her again, looked, and was like, oh, no, you're down. I'm going to leave. Like, when the animal looks at you and you're down and it's like, no bother. No need to bother with you anymore. That tells you how hard he smoked her. Like, it literally smoked her, then put its head down, looked, and was like, okay, I'm done.
The guy in the red shirt was like, oh, no, he's coming after me, and he starts running away.
Yeah, he got out of there. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Why are they? How much money do you think these people are getting paid?
I mean, I bet you it's like Roy Wood Jr. says, like a Home Depot card or dinner at the local diner.
At least give these people $1,000, please.
$1,000?
I doubt it's that.
But okay, so obviously this is much more dangerous. But aren't you just asking for a concussion with the head slap?
Probably so. Yeah. No, for sure. I mean,
what do they win for that?
Let's see, because Dana White's trying to turn these people into stars. So like, they're trying to get to the millions of dollar range, but I'm sure it's not that right now. It's got to be multiple thousands. Power slap contracts.
I don't want millions of dollars because that's not what the MMA fighters make, right?
No. Yeah, MMA. Like, if you're the top MMA guy, you're making millions for sure.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. So I'm pulling up how much do power slap league fighters get paid?
This is a league.
Oh, it is a league. Oh, no. Starting off pretty low. So Road to the Title, which was the show that took to start the league and get everybody ready.
Yeah.
You get $2,000 and two. Each person gets $2,000, and then you get $10,000 if you win it all. I don't know if that's worth
$10,000. If you win it all.
Yeah.
How many rounds to win it all?
Oh, in the league itself?
Yeah.
Road to the Title? That I don't know. That I know it's 3 rounds per match, though, or at least 2 to 3 rounds per match. But I think it's best 2 out of 3.
And then you win $10,000?
No. That's to win the match.
Okay.
And then you move on to the next round. And then
how many rounds are there?
In the tournament? Let me see. I don't know.
And then you win it, or is that just the 1 week? And that's not really the league.
Power slap tournament. I'm not 100. I'm trying to, let's see how this works. Okay, so here we go. Oh, yeah, so they're on Power Slap 4. Okay, so Road to the Tournament already happened. So the winner of that won $10,000. So now they're in, the tournament. Now they're out of the tournament and they're in normal league play because they have a champion. So the tournament was to crown a champion.
And that was $10,000.
And then, yeah, and the winner.
What's
the
normal league play? How much do they get for that? Does that say?
No, it doesn't.
That's not great.
It just said the normal each round in the Road to the Championship.
So we'll talk to Jake Crane because he saw it up personal close. Have you ever been to a live boxing match or MMA fight?
I've been to a boxing match live. It's great. I want to go to an MMA one. Boxing is fun.
So the first time I did that, I was a kid interning at USA Network, and the producer came out and he saw my eyes, saw I was glossed over. Because until you hear leather against skin,
oh yeah, you don't know
what it sounds like.
That's why I said it's crazy. Like, it's to me, when you're watching it on TV and it's like one of those defensive battles and people are like, oh, this is nothing.
Right.
If you're in person and you when you hear it's not a defensive battle.
The body shots are
insane.
Yeah.
No, yes. 100%.
Yes.
I heard someone get hit in the ribs, kidney air. I wanted to cry for that person.
Yeah.
How bad it was.
Yeah.
But apparently, and I have a question for you after about you interning at USA and not telling me about that, but there is a heavyweight champion, a lightweight champion, a middleweight champion, and a welterweight champion.
Men's and women's league, I'm sure.
No, there's no women's league yet. No, not yet.
That's coming, though, I'm sure.
For sure. Now, when you interned at USA, did you mess with wrestling?
This was 89.
Mm-hmm.
Summer of 89. So I was actually working with the George Foreman reunion tour.
Oh.
But I didn't go to any of those fights. The one fight I went to, which is sad, because I had tickets to Letterman. And I couldn't go to Letterman. So I went to the fight, but it was in Philadelphia. I took the train from New York, went to the Blue Horizon. That was Joe Louis's place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Temple University is right next door. Really cool place where the balcony comes right, mm-hmm. kind of like, you know, the balcony is just as good as seats if you're on the floor. And my job was to, I was sitting next to the guy keeping the time,
mm-hmm.
and he had to tell me when it was 2 minutes. And that's when they would put the clock on the TV, a 2 minute.
So that's when
the clock was on.
So you
Tuesday night fights?
Okay.
Thursday night fights, something like that. Al Albert and Sean O'Grady.
So you weren't a part of the Monday Night Raw crew?
No. Did they already have that back then?
Yeah, man. Monday Night Raw was there.
In 1989.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Well, I know they definitely had.
Well, I wasn't
a big
wrestling guy, so.
Let's see. Monday Night Raw won the first time. And we do have a call on the line.
Who's that, Ronnie?
No. I think this is Martin.
Hey, Martin.
Hey. So let me get this straight. So y'all were talking. I ain't seen the video, but y'all got me intrigued. So this woman just takes a bull head on, right?
She's standing there. Yeah, they're standing there. The bull is up against the, you know, the front of the ring, I guess, if you want to say that, or the back of the ring, whatever you want to say. Turns around. There's five people in front of him. He takes the one woman to his right, and he basically puts his head into her gut.
Jeez.
And airlifts her off of the ground. Yep.
Now, is this at a rodeo?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so I got a couple of things to say about that. If she wants to face a bull, why don't she just be a bull rider, you know? I mean, come on, man.
That's different. That's different, but yes.
That brings me to, I know I have bull riders in my family and stuff like that. That's why I'm going to always say, I mean, I don't know if you ever watched it before. You know, I watch the PBR and that kind of stuff. I go to rodeos. That's the toughest son of a gun there, the toughest athletes there is out there. Yes, most of the time they're wearing a chest guard, but their chest guard, I mean, you think about it, that chest guard only protects you so much. These bulls weigh a lot, okay? So
usually at least a ton, right?
I'm going to look that up.
I mean, and most of the bull riders, you know, some of them do wear the helmets with the cage in the front. But most of them, they don't wear no head protection, you know? But,
Basically,
some more respect.
Yeah, that's what Roy Jones was saying. They don't have a flak jacket. They're not wearing a helmet. They're just out there in their... Well, she was in shorts. Was she in capri pants or something like that?
She was in just booty shorts and a tank top.
Yeah.
Like, she got smoked.
They do have this thing they started doing. It's called... you've probably seen it, where these guys, they gather around a poker table and they let the bull loose and they come at them and stuff like that. You know, they do have that. It's called convict poker, I want to say, or something like
Yes.
That they started doing, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm about to watch. Y'all got my intrigue level up. I'm about to watch that video.
Well, go on. I tweeted it out.
It's on Twitter, Martin.
I put it on Twitter. Or you can look at Roy Wood Jr. Or I tweeted it out.
Thanks, Martin.
At SchultzyCast.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for taking my call.
All right, thanks.
Oh, and
right.
I didn't find it out.
I didn't really want to start the show that way, but it's interesting, popular conversation.
And look, there's another one that I want to ask you about, but the wrestling show wasn't Monday Night Raw. It was, hold on, I just had it. All-American Wrestling on USA Network. Right, that's what it was called.
And then I wrapped up working the U.S. Open, and that that was a lot of fun.
Okay, that's awesome.
That was with Al Troutwig.
Okay.
I'm not sure if he's okay these days. Mary Carrillo.
Did you see McEnroe?
Diana Nyad. I don't think I worked with McEnroe. I'm not sure where McEnroe was still playing.
No, that's what I'm saying. Did you see him play?
Yeah, that's what I was asking. So one of those years, I think he got to the semis or the quarters against Sampras.
Oh, nice.
You know.
You were seeing peak McEnroe and Sampras.
This is where we did post-game interviews.
Nice.
Right? And so USA's got the weekday. So Connors was in there. Agassi was in there. Capriati was in there. Graf was in there.
Agassi with hair.
Sabatini was in there. Oh, yeah.
The long hair. My parents, I might not know anything about baseball, but I know a lot about tennis because my dad played tennis collegiately.
Oh, wow.
And my mom was played tennis in high school. So, like, that's one thing that I watched my entire life and got the history of is tennis.
No, it was a lot
of fun. Big Djokovic fan.
It was a lot of fun.
But speaking of craziness.
All right.
Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk fighting in the Roman Coliseum?
They're not.
Oh, it got canceled.
I think Elon is backing out of it.
Oh, wow.
Is the whole
Elon.
Thing.
Zuck was not.
No.
Zuck was down. No. He was training with MMA fighters.
Wouldn't we be hoping for like the double knockout between those two?
I was actually hoping for...
Is either one of them a very good person?
No, for sure. And you're right. We are hoping for it, but I just want to see Zuckerberg knock him out because I know he's a better fighter than... Like, Zuckerberg actually has trained for 5 to 6 years.
Right.
Got into MMA, whereas Elon Musk is just like, oh, I think I can do this because you do this.
Right, but now he's getting surgery, so he's kind of back. It's not going to happen.
It's not happening. Wow.
I would definitely pay for that.
To watch it in the Roman Coliseum?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
The birthplace of fights and the...
Can't be in the Roman Coliseum.
That's what that's what Shannon was coming to tell us. They got the okay from the Vatican. That's why I asked you the other day, how much money do you think they paid?
Is anything in the Roman Coliseum?
They were going to build it up.
Build what up?
A ring and like put seating there. They were going to do all of this. That's what they said. That was the report.
All right. Let's take a time out. We'll get back to real sports.
It's not my fault. They were going to do it.
Maybe, I guess. All right. Dave Schultz, Linda Burton got a little sidetrack. We'll reset. We went a little bit long, but we're off to a good start. We'll be back after this on 103.3. There you go.
Someone get your goat. There's plenty to go around for everyone. 103.3 The Goat, the greatest sports talk of all time.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Get in zone,
AutoZone. AutoZone is more than a parts store. It's where we help you solve problems like, sorry I'm late, my battery died. And,
I need a jump, again.
At America's number one battery destination, you can find the right battery at the right price with options starting at only $89.99. And we offer free battery testing and charging whenever you need it. Get the parts and help you need to get the job done right at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the LHSAA, are the 110,000 high school sports students in Louisiana. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariana. We call him Day Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thirsty for intelligent sports talk? Sounds like you need a little Gatorade. 103.3 The GOAT. The greatest sports talk of all time.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside. Round the outside. Round the outside.
We've got a bogey. I'm on the way.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside. Round the outside. Round the outside.
All right, Dave Schultz. Lyndon Burton, 103.3 The GOAT. I guess the conversation is going to continue in today's TheSun.com. Take it for what that's worth. Modern-day gladiators Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg offered amphitheater of Capua, where Spartacus fought, as venue to host $1 billion bout. This is, let's see here.
Yeah, give me the date.
Located on, well, it's on today's,
oh, today's,
on today's website there. Located on the famous Roman Road, the Appian Way, the amphitheater was second to only the Colosseum in Rome as the largest of its kind in the Roman Empire.
Crazy. So I'm guessing
I don't know if it's back on because Zuckerberg had said it's over with.
Musk isn't serious.
It's time to move on from the fight. Musk isn't serious. Then Monday, which was yesterday, Musk took to X, formerly known as Twitter, where he claimed to have knocked on his counterpart's home in Palo Alto, California. Knock, knock. Challenge accepted. Open the door. This was when he followed with, thought you might want some tea, so I brought the bags.
Well, and then I showed you 4 days ago, Deadline reported how Dana White was on Mike Tyson's podcast and was like, he met with the Italian government and the Vatican to try to get it at the Colosseum. Look, man, that would be insane. Either way, anyone.
But Spartacus, they didn't have the Colosseum.
No, the Colosseum's not locked right. down. No. Right. Dana White's trying to get it. Right. I doubt it's going to happen because, like me and you were talking off air, I don't know where people would sit.
Right.
They would have to basically remodel the Colosseum, which is redoing history.
And they'd have to bring in a bunch of, I don't know, generators. There's no power there, right?
True. I mean,
we're going to have this during the day?
Well, I mean, there is power on the ground floor because of, the bathrooms and the gift shops and whatnot.
All right.
Yeah, but not enough power to have a ring lit up. And you know they want that at night, so.
At night there? So it's during the day here?
During the day here, yeah. It's not going to be during the day there. No way. Dana White doesn't do fights during the day.
I think he does.
Oh, well, yeah. You're right. The Australia one was
during... Because they wanted it at night here.
Yeah. Australia was during the day.
I think, in the Middle East, I think.
Some of the Dubais were at the day. Some of the Dubais were at night. I've seen both.
All right, let's take a time out. He's already retweeted it or liked it. So Chris Gordy saw the sports chat.
I saw
sports chat signal. So we'll see if he calls it. All right? Or we got to text him, all right?
No, got to send him the initial call.
Send him the initial call.
And then
he'll call
hang
us.
Up and then he calls us.
So we still have two battles going on, at least at Auburn and at least at Alabama. Who are the quarterbacks?
Also, after Chris Gordy, ESPN released the top 100 college football players in order. We can go through that.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So interesting list.
Well, all right. Dave Schultz, Lyndon Burton, 103.3 The GOAT.
See what's become of me.
If it's not the GOAT, then they're full of sheep. 103.3 The GOAT. The greatest sports talk of all time.
At Lofton, we're in the business of matching hard workers with some of the most sought-after employers in the Lafayette area. To Lofton, you're more than just another employee. We care about your interests, and we can help match you with a company that needs your skills. You can complete an application, schedule an interview, and even browse jobs by simply going to lofton.jobs. That's Lofton.jobs. We also offer an unlimited $100 referral bonus. At Lofton, we put people to work. Lofton.jobs.
These Acadiana businesses proudly support the broadcast of UL Raging Cajun Athletics on 103.3 and 1420 The GOAT. News Talk 96.5 KPL, Classic Rock 105.1 and Hot 107.9.
Barney's Police Supplies.
Doug Ashy Building Materials.
Natalie Bresso, DDS.
Big Wills, AC and Heating.
And J&J Exterminating.
Support these businesses that support the Raging Cajuns game broadcast of football, men's and women's basketball, baseball, and softball. Bring all the action into your home, car, smart speaker, on your phone, or wherever you work all year long. And if you'd like to learn more about becoming a UL booster, it's easy to join the winning team. Support the broadcast of UL Raging Cajun Athletics by becoming a UL Broadcast Booster. Just contact Mary Gallion by calling 337-233-6000.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying. She says her gums have been bleeding. Is there anything you can do? Try new Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. It's professionally designed to start healing gums from day one.
Crest.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic. And Zing, she has been absolutely tremendous today, but it all comes down to this shot.
It does, Dan, and you couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees, just a slight 2 mile an hour breeze and a UV index of 3. This is absolutely critical.
That is right. This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Yeah, she's putting that putter back in the bag. Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice. She's going to want to use the recommended SPF 30 even on a cloudy day.
And notice how she's using broad spectrum sunscreen.
And a generous amount, too.
Incredible.
That was a masterful performance.
That was pretty good, too.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If it wasn't for goats, we wouldn't have coffee. Look it up.
I want to get some coffee. You want some coffee?
No, thank you. I'm fine.
And the best sports talk in Acadiana. 103.3 The GOAT.
All right, Dave Schultz, Lyndon Burton on a Tuesday afternoon sports chat. Let's bring in our guy, Chris Gordy from Locked On SEC and Sports Talk 790. Chris, are you paying attention to this power slap stuff from Dana Brown? Is that something that interests you? Oh, Dana White. I say Dana Brown.
Yeah, Dana Brown is the Astros GM. Dana White.
Oh,
UFC. I haven't seen it. What happened?
People just stand there and get slapped in the face. Is that funny?
I think to me that's all about the payday. How much you're paying me? I mean, $500,000. Yeah, you could slap me.
No, it was about 2,000, maybe up to 10.
10 if you win, Gordy. It's not good.
No, my pride's a little bit more than that, so I'll pass.
And then we got people jumping in rings with, bulls and getting, I'd say headbutted, but it was, the bull's head to her chest, and she went down hard.
Yeah, if I need money that bad, I'll set up my own OnlyFans account.
Yo!
He's Chris Gordy, Locked On SEC. We'll get to the Texans in a little bit. All right, what do we still have? Two battles, maybe three? Let's start out there. Let's start with A&M. Do we have a quarterback yet for the season?
They haven't officially announced it. It's going to be Connor Wegman. And all I needed to hear was, Bobby Petrino speaking to the media a week ago. He was asked about Max Johnson and Connor Wegman, and he was just overboard complimentary about Connor Wegman. And talked with a few people I know over there in College Station. They told me that, you know, if you read between the lines on Petrino's comments, he talked about, you know, the offensive line was not great last year. It's better this year, but the comments he made about Wegman was he gets the ball out fast and you know, with deliberate accuracy. Like, that's what they need, because his offensive line's not going to be, you know, a brick wall like they were used to having for so many years in Aggieland. They need somebody to get the ball out quick. Now, Max Johnson throws a better deep ball, but his release is a little bit longer than Wegman. So if you read between the lines there, I thought Petrino kind of showed his hand there and said it's going to be Wegman. Now, I think it was Olin Buchanan from Texags. He wrote a piece the other day saying that, you know, if you, you know, go by history, usually around August 23rd through 25th is where Jimbo has announced the starting quarterback the last couple of years. So, yeah, some here in the next week to week and a half, they'll go on record and announce it. But I don't see there's nothing that's happened at camp with Max Johnson or any of the other guys that's, you know, going to battle Connor Wegman. Like, it's going to be Connor Wegman. He's going to be the guy.
All right, that's one down. Let's go to Tuscaloosa. What do we got for the Crimson Tide?
Yeah, it's Baskin-Robbins. It's the flavor of the week. Which flavor are you feeling? Mm. That's how the Alabama quarterback battle has been. I know there was a lot of momentum building for Ty Simpson after SEC media days, but the talk of the town the last couple of days has been Jalen Milroe. And, you know, he's a guy that I've liked a lot. I love his versatility, his running ability. We saw that on display against Arkansas last year. But we also saw in the mixed bag of, you know, inconsistent passes like we saw in the A&M game. So, I know he's gotten better at it. He's not where he needs to be, but I think Jalen Milroe is going to give Alabama the best opportunity this year, and I think he'll be really good once they get going. So we'll see. It's still very much up in the air, but somebody told me about a week ago that they think Tyler Buckner is out. Our buddy Connor O'Gara from Saturday Down South even wrote a piece today or yesterday with his predictions for the SEC season. He's predicting by the season's end, Tyler Buckner hits the portal again, and he's on the way out the door. But, yeah, this seems to be – it's a two-horse race between Simpson and Milroe. Right now, Milroe's got the upper hand. But, again, we still got a couple weeks left, and anything could change.
Did you see Saban try to give the press a hard time, and they gave it right back when, you know, you guys are soft? I've been out there sweating, you know, in the practice doing sit-ups. You guys are sitting in the air conditioning. Someone said, we can come out and watch, Coach, if you want. He didn't know how to react.
Yeah, it's so weird. Andy Staples has been pointing out how Saban has been just much more cheery this fall.
And, yeah.
Very nice to the media. I don't know what's going on either. Either he's got this ridiculous juggernaut team that he's loving the rat poison and everybody counting them out and ranking them fourth and not one, two, or three in the preseason polls and all this. Or it could just be this is Saban getting near the end and, you know, retirement's looming. We know he just bought the multi-million-dollar house in Florida, and maybe he sees the end on the horizon, and he's just trying to soak it up and enjoy every moment. But my instinct tells me it's the prior. It's that he knows he's got a loaded – he's got a juggernaut team, and he's loving everybody counting out Alabama. And I can't believe it, Dave. The last 2 weeks I've seen everything from, you know, Colin Cowherd going on the record saying he's got LSU beating Michigan in the national championship, to Joel Klatt yesterday saying he thinks LSU is one of the three teams that could beat Georgia. Nick Saban is loving all the attention LSU is getting because it's taking a little bit of pressure off of Alabama.
Well, your guy Vern Funquist did, you know, a hot take at SEC Media Days, and there were more than a couple people that said Alabama finishes third with three SEC losses.
Yeah, we had. I know you got Jay Crane coming up. That's what he told us at SEC Media Days. Mm. He made everybody go, "What in the world?" when he said Alabama's going to have at least three or four losses this year.
Wow.
It's not the craziest thing, Dave, when you consider you just had the Heisman winner, Bryce Young. You just had a top three pass rusher in Will Anderson. Both those guys left, and you still had two losses last year. It's not crazy to think that you lose both those guys, you're not going to suddenly get better and go undefeated unless you have guys step up and rise to the occasion. You know, and there's some people that think they can, like Dallas Turner could take that huge leap this year and be what Will Anderson was 2 years ago. Certainly the secondary is really good, led by Kool-Aid McKinstry. The offensive line is going to be much improved from where they were a year ago. J.C. Latham is a big part of that. And the run game is going to be really good. I know the Doak Walker Award watch list came out, and, you know, a lot of people are looking at Jace McClellan as a guy who can lead the SEC in rushing this year. Justice Haynes, the freshman coming in, I think is going to contribute as well. So Bama's got pieces. There's reasons to believe they can be good. But there's also reasons to believe that maybe they take a little bit of a step back. Saban's hit home runs on every coaching hire he's made. Eventually, one of them's going to be a dud. What if Kevin Steele has lost a step and he's not very good as a DC? What if Tommy Rees isn't this wunderkind that everybody thinks he could be?
Not everybody.
It could set them back, yeah.
Right. Not everybody. I am not a Tommy Rees fan, and I was slammed when I laughed when they hired him. So we'll see how that goes. All right, we're talking to Chris Gordy, Locked On SEC Sports Talk 790 in Houston. Let's talk Auburn. That seems to be going, in both directions as well.
Yeah, Hugh Freeze's comments were taken a little bit out of context the other day. I read it as, he said, I thought he said I was ready to announce the starter, but after today, we're not going to. He actually was asked about, have you narrowed your quarterback race from three down to two? And what he was saying was, I thought we were ready to do it, but we're not yet. The reason for that is Holden Garriner, the kid who's the number three at Auburn, has looked really good the last few weeks of camp. Like, he's throwing bombs and hitting guys in stride, and it's turning heads going, well, wait a minute. We thought this was Peyton Thorne versus Robbie Ashford, and Holden Garriner is starting to turn our head a little bit. So, I think when it's all said and done, it's still going to be Peyton Thorne. I think we talked about that before, how the first day of camp, it was Thorne running with the ones. Robbie Ashford was running with the threes. And Ufree said, don't read into it. But how can you not read into it when that's the case? I think they'll probably go with Thorne. But I wouldn't be surprised if they take this thing all the way down to the start of the season. They open with UMass. So there really isn't any pressure to rush to announce a starter. If you were opening with a big-time Power 5 school, I guess you would. But, yeah, no rush for Hugh Freeze and company. But I do think it's going to be Peyton Thorne. When you look at that kid, I mean, tons of starts, tons of experience as a starter at Michigan State. It would be a travesty if he's not the starter.
All right, let's use you for your two topics for the price of one, so to speak, if I can spit it out. We're talking to Chris Gordy, Locked On SEC and Sports Talk 790 in Houston. I'm just going to chalk up C.J. Stroud as nervous, deer in the headlights type of deal, first time playing in the NFL. Patriots seem to bring a little bit more pressure than maybe he anticipated. And also, right, the Texans don't have the best of all offensive lines. So what was the reaction in Houston to C.J. Stroud's, shaky performance in the preseason?
It was a mixed bag. It was only two drives he got. The biggest issue was the offensive line. And the Texans' offensive line, if they're healthy and all together, is actually going to be pretty good. The problem is their right tackle, Titus Howard, who they just gave a monster extension, he got hurt 2 weeks ago at camp. He's expected to be back hopefully by week one, but he's not out there. Laramie Tunsil, your franchise left tackle, one of the best in the game, he ain't playing in the preseason, so he wasn't out there. And then the big guard they acquired from Tampa Bay, Shaq Mason, who they gave an extension to, he wasn't playing. So you factor in that you're playing all scrub backup old linemen. C.J. Stroud was running for his life the minute he snapped the ball. So it's apparent the Texans have some depth issues. I do think their starting O-line will be good. But, man, if they have any more injuries that pop up with any starters, they're in trouble because the backup O-linemen aren't very good. And so, as a result, Stroud was kind of running for his life a couple of times. And on a third long, he forced the ball down the field. Jalen Mills, the former LSU Tiger, read it well and picked him off. But, when I look around the other guys, Bryce Young didn't look all that much better.
No.
Anthony Richardson threw an even worse interception, I thought, in his debut with the Colts. And they went and named him quarterback one today in Indianapolis. So, Bryce Young's already been announced as QB1 in Carolina. I think it's a matter of time before C.J. Stroud is announced. Davis Mills is just he's not going to be the guy. He's not the answer. You take a quarterback at two, you got to play him. And we've been looking at the comps. I mean, Trevor Lawrence started as a first-year rookie, and it was bad. It was something like 17 touchdowns or I think it was only like 9 or 10 touchdowns, but 17 interceptions.
Sure.
So he averaged an interception per start. Last year, he cut that down. The touchdown total went up, and the interception total dropped down to 8. So all you can do is look at it, and all three of these guys, Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, C.J. Stroud, and say, I hope if they have a Trevor Lawrence rookie-type season, that they bounce back and take that huge step in year two. But I think this year you kind of just have to go through your growing pains with your rookies.
Yeah, and Peyton Manning threw a bunch of interceptions in his first season.
Yeah, and look, there's been rookies who've started and been great right off the bat. I mean, Joe Burrow, before he got hurt, was looking pretty damn good as a rookie for Cincinnati. So there's been guys who've you know, the light bulb comes on quicker that don't need the full year. But I think a lot of guys do need that first year to get their taste of the NFL and rise to the occasion by year two.
All right, let's wrap it up here with Chris Gordy, Locked On SEC Sports Talk 790. Have you heard about any debilitating injuries in the SEC so far? I've not heard of any.
Yeah, a few. The big wide receiver, Antoine Juice Wells from South Carolina, we know he's one of their go-to targets. I think he was fifth in receiving yards in the SEC last year. He's dealing with a lower body injury.
Okay.
Shane Beamer said he expects he's going to be ready to go for week one. I'll just tell you this, Dave. If he ain't playing in that game against North Carolina, they ain't winning that game. Spencer Rattler, they need to make it a shootout. And if they don't have Juice Wells against North Carolina, I don't think they're going to win. So that's one to keep an eye on. He tweeted out yesterday, I'm good, I'm great, don't worry about me. So we'll see. Arkansas did lose one of their wide receivers yesterday, Samuel Mbake. He's done for the season. He's a guy who didn't do much last year, but Sam Pittman was hyping him up this offseason, saying he was excited to get him out there and see what he could do. So that's a loss for KJ Jefferson at Arkansas. And then over at Texas A&M, they lost their tight end Donovan Green, who was had a really nice freshman season last year, like 200-plus yards, a couple of touchdowns. He's done for the year. So, yeah, nothing big, like huge headline-y other than Juice Wells. You know, obviously we're paying attention to what LSU's got going on. Denver Harris not practicing, was not in the team photo. We're told he's not off the team, but it's getting close to being that if he doesn't do what he needs to do. So something to keep an eye on there. That's one of those four troubled guys that transferred from A&M, was part of that elite number one overall recruiting class 2 years ago. But talent can only take you so far. You still got to do all the other things your coach asked of you. So we'll keep an eye on that one. But yeah, for the most part, you know, J.K. Johnson, the DB from Ohio State, transferred to LSU. He's been in a boot, so it sounds like he's not going to be ready to go. But yeah, overall, Dave, I think we've done a pretty good job getting through these first few weeks of fall camp and avoiding, you know, the catastrophic injuries across the SEC.
What's coming up on Locked On SEC?
Phil Steele, the godfather of college football, going to join us on our show tomorrow, so check that out. And very complimentary of LSU. He's still picking Bama to win the West, like a lot of people are. Can't argue with it. But, yeah, check that out. Wherever you get your podcast, Locked On SEC.
Yeah, I think he's coming on Locked On Sunbelt for Friday, so that'll be great. He is Chris Gordy, Locked On SEC. You'll let us know when you – that's coming out the wrong way when you open your OnlyFans account.
Yeah, we'll see.
Don't send him the link, Chris.
I'm not hard up for money yet, but you never know, guys. I'm always a day away from starting one.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Appreciate your time, Chris.
All right, guys.
All right, Chris Gordy.
Look, man,
Locked On SEC. What's that?
Feed pick sell. I don't have to show my face. All I got to do is just take a picture of my feet, put it on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, if you find out Lyndon has some extra money, you know where it came from.
Yeah, yeah. That's not your fetish. It's someone else's fetish.
Exactly.
Someone else has a fetish. So
exactly.
All right. Maybe you get Rex Ryan's account. You know. So,
look, and that's the thing. I don't have to show my face.
Right. 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 All right. Let's take a timeout. FanDuel is putting up a parlay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. A 6-pick parlay. All kinds of soccer and golf and baseball. $75 wager can win $433,000.
Funny you say, you mentioned that. I got something for you.
He's got four, so far the ticket, I don't know if it's a he, four of the six. You got a cash payout. I'll tell you about that next. Do you take the cash payout or roll the dice?
Mm-hmm.
Back after this, Dave Schultz, Linda Burton, 103.3 The Goat.
You need to know while I'm still standing, you just fit it. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor.
Louisiana's biggest pop culture event of the summer is back. Shreveport's Comic-Con GeekedCon returns to downtown Shreveport this August. Live at the Shreveport Convention Center, August 18th through the 20th, you can meet legendary filmmaker Kevin Smith.
Hey, Louisiana, it's me, Kevin Smith, and I am coming to GeekedCon right in Shreveport, kids. Shreveport, Louisiana. I'll see you there.
You can also meet Superman actor Brandon Routh, from Doctor Who, John Barrowman, the voice of Darth Maul, Sam Witwer, Olympic gold medalist and WWE Hall of Famer Kurt Angle, as well as stars from Steven Universe, Harry Potter, Disney, The Mandalorian, Marvel, and more. Tickets are on sale now at ShreveportGeeks.com. Don't miss the $2,500 cosplay contest this year at GeeksCon. That's right, over $2,000 on the line during the cosplay contest. Buy your tickets now at ShreveportGeeks.com.
A Rottweiler named Whiskey, with hours to live, brought back to full health. A terrier named Snoopy, paralyzed in all four legs, who ran and played again within months. These dogs are known as Marty's Miracles. Dogs brought back to health by Dr. Marty Goldstein.
I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine, he's now created a premium dog food for you called Nature's Blend. It's the easiest way to support your dog's easy digestion, nourished skin, playful energy, and most importantly, their healthy, full life. For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/deal or text DEAL to 511-511. Text DEAL to 511-511.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at PVA.org.
Mess with the goat. You'll get the horns, then the butt. Because that's what goats do. 103.3, the goat.
All right, so we'll be doing picks, right? We'll do some picks, college football picks, NFL picks every week. All right, and then we'll probably, you know, I have a FanDuel account. I'll probably get a DraftKings account, and we'll see how we do. I do it until I lose. All right, I don't put that much money in the account.
Okay,
like $500.
I'm not gonna bet any money, but I'll do picks with you.
I'll bet money.
I'm giving my friend the picks, and he's betting money.
I did really well with picks last year.
I'm excited.
I wasn't making any money, but I did well with picks. We'll do that on a weekly basis.
Fridays?
On Fridays. Gotcha. Or Thursdays, maybe.
Okay.
Thursday or Fridays. Yeah, because we'll see what the football is, right? You got to do it on Thursday night.
Yeah.
But I love these stories. There's a guy, it looks like he did some soccer. He's got a parlay on there on FanDuel. South Africa and a draw. He picked the correct score with Jamaica and Brazil. He had Russell Henley and JT Poston in the top 10. So he's won all those.
Mm-hmm.
He has a $430,000 total payout and a $75 bet. But he needs Team USA to win the Ryder Cup, which they're not a heavy favorite, actually, minus 160. And then he's got to have Tampa Bay win the World Series at plus 650, which I probably wouldn't put my money on now. They got some issues down there.
Nope. Okay.
Cash out right now is $11,000 on $75.
Do it. I'm cashing out today.
I'd probably wait for the Ryder Cup.
Okay.
I'll roll the Ryder Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll see where I am with the Rays.
Give me my $11,000 right now. That's like the beat I showed you.
A little bit different there.
Yeah, a little bit. A
little bit different. Okay. So this guy had a 10-team parlay.
Mm-hmm.
Or 10-leg parlay.
10-leg parlay.
What they call it. And it was almost $1 million.
Mm-hmm. One game left.
And he had to have the Yankees win, and he would have won $1 million. Mm-hmm. You're telling me he could have got a cash payout of $500,000. Mm.
Okay, so it was not half. It was $300,000.
When was that exactly?
That was right before the Yankees game started. He could have got $300,000.
Okay, so You see if you can find this out, what he could have gotten
during the game.
Like in the ninth inning when it's 7-2 Yankees.
Yeah, let me see if I can find it.
Because if you can find that out, or 7-3 Yankees, I guess, because the Marlins scored 5 runs in the bottom half of the ninth inning to beat the Yankees 8-7, and this guy lost out on $1 million. So a lot of time, and there was a guy who did this a few years back, right, when the Blues won. And he just went with it, the whole thing. Because what you can do is, right, I don't know, you know, if you get somebody to help you out, you know, you would bet, you know, if they're offering you $300,000, don't you bet, like, whatever the difference is on the Marlins to cover you bet? So maybe you get half, you win half of what you're betting just to cover your backside?
Okay, so the guy's not on the internet. People are asking the company who he sent the pictures to, they're waiting for his answers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, because the company's going to try and win, going to save some money. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter how much money. So, it could have been up to, if it's $300,000 before the game started, they could offer him $750 when it's 7-2.
Yep.
And the guys, well, of course he should have taken it.
He should have taken
it. You're saying that now.
Yeah, I know.
But it's not like it was 3-2.
Yeah, it was 7-2.
Seven to three.
I'd be so mad at the Yankees. Smokey team failed that man. And you wanted me to pick the Yankees? My Philly's looking good.
Well, I didn't want you to pick the Yankees.
No, I'm talking about them telling Smoke. Bad play. Speaking of, let's get
to the Can you imagine losing money like that?
Oh, I would cry. But, I mean, he only bet $10, so.
That's not the point.
Yeah,
that's
no, I get what you're saying.
No. He lost on 6 figures.
Yeah, he did.
That's not losing $10.
No, yeah.
He probably lost about $500,000.
For sure. Not probably, he did.
Yeah. Well, at least 300,000.
At least, yeah, no, for sure. At least 300,000.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Dave Schultz, Lyndon Burton, Jake Crane. Crane and Company coming up at 4:30. We have Seth Everett talking Major League Baseball. Again, who's the best player on the Braves, but who's going to be the National League MVP?
Philly's number one in the wild card.
Dave Schultz, Lyndon Burton, 103.3 The Goat. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out. Time's up. Over. Plow. Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity. Choke. He's so mad.
Hard on us. Well, we butt in with a little common sense. 103.3 The Goat. The greatest sports talk of all time.
Lafayette Roofing, from the roof to the roots of Acadiana. We know issues with your roof can be intimidating and maybe even expensive, but not if you call Lafayette Roofing. Big or small, we handle it all at a price you can afford. We also offer our standard 5-year labor and materials warranty. Lafayette Roofing takes pride in being in the heart of Acadiana and the official roofing company of your Ragin' Cajuns. So if you need a roof, who else would you call? Call Lafayette Roofing. Our name says it all. 237-ROOF. That's 237-7663.
At the Home Depot, we know pros want to be ready for whatever the job site has in store. That's why the Home Depot app is made for pros who don't miss a beat. So you can power your jobs with rentals to get the tools, trucks, and equipment you need fast. And Pro Extra benefits to keep your business growing. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Kelley Blue Book is the one-stop shop for pricing, fixing, selling, and instant cash offering. Instant Cash Offer is exactly what it sounds like. An official offer to buy or trade your car.
Woo-hoo!
Just enter your VIN or license plate, answer a few questions about your car's history, and what kind of condition it's in. In minutes, you'll receive an offer to sell or trade your car that you can be sure is fair. Then choose a dealer to purchase your car and schedule a time to meet. For all of the it's, KBB.com.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
Every second counts in a poison emergency. That's why Poison Help is standing by 24/7 to provide free assistance in over 100 languages. Save Poison Help as a contact in your phone today. Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222.
1033 The GOAT.
Yeah, that's the one.
K277.